Hey, what's going on? Daniel here. Welcome back to another episode of the Inspired by Freedom podcast, episode 10 to be precise. It's a big milestone, literally puts you in the top 25 to 30% of all podcasts out there. Not so many podcasts make it to 10 episodes before they decide to give up, but I'm so glad to be doing this. Now, this is the audio version of a video that I put up on my YouTube channel, If Daniel Did. Just detailing some of the reasons why I decided to stop living in the United States, why I have decided to leave most of my time abroad. And this was not a decision that I made very lightly. Of course, there's so many things that went into it, but I just wanted to share with you a piece of my heart on why I decided to do this. And if you're in that situation right now where you are looking to make that same decision, maybe become a digital nomad or travel for a little bit while you still can, this episode is going to be very insightful for you. Well, I hope you enjoy it. And if you haven't subscribed to the podcast, please do so anywhere you get your podcast from. And if you have any thoughts on the podcast at all, please leave a review. 5 stars would not be bad at all. I really appreciate it. Well, without further ado, let me just jump right into it. And I hope you enjoy it. Some of the references I made in this video is specifically for people who are watching on YouTube. But if I say something like, see this or subscribe here or go check the description, know that it's literally for my YouTube viewers. Well, I hope you enjoy it and let's dive right into it. All right, so let's have a heart-to-heart conversation. This is me just talking to you, to the camera or to you. I don't script any of my videos, but I just knew that I wanted to talk about this. So a few years ago, about over 5 years ago, almost 6 years at this point, I decided to move to the United States, and I've been a resident here for that much time. And just last year, almost 2 years now, I decided that I wanted to start traveling. I wanted to see more of the world. I packed everything I owned into that one suitcase right there. You can see it. And my backpack right here. And I decided to, start traveling. I sold everything. I was working a sales job. I gave up that job. Of course, I had other things that I was working on at the time in terms of my entrepreneurial pursuits. And that was really working well at the time. And I was making some money off of it. Of course, I took a very big pay cut from my full-time job to now working as a freelancer. But that was something that I couldn't even think twice about. I couldn't even think about working at my sales job for just another day. I would literally die. So I packed my bag and I started traveling the world. And ever since I've been doing that, I've had a lot of epiphany. I had realizations about life in the United States and in first world countries in general. You know, the way life is over here on the side of the world versus how the rest of the world lives their lives. And I've come to the determination that living in the United States full time may be something I don't want to do ever again. And I'm saying this now hoping that my mom don't see this video, because if she does, she probably think I'm crazy. I mean, why would you not want to live in the United States? It's the greatest country in the world. Moreover, this is the reason why I came to the US in the first place, leaving my family behind and everyone that I've ever known to come to the United States to make a better life for myself and to find greener pastures, right? But now I'm giving it up, and I do not regret that decision, even though I'm still in that transition phase right now where I'm still thinking, okay, where do I eventually want to settle down in? But I've pretty much made up my mind at this point that living in here in the United States is not for me. I came back to the US a few days ago. I've been in my friend's, crashing in my friend's apartment for a while, this, very beautiful room. And, I've been here the whole time, went out maybe once or twice. And this is a sharp contrast to the way that I've been living my life over the last couple of months to 1 year, in Latin America, in the Balkans, and a lot of those countries. And I just can't imagine living this life on a constant basis. Like, this is my life now, getting into the house and going into a restaurant, coming out and driving everywhere. I was thinking about going to get some food the other day, and I just could not because the roads were just not walkable. I mean, I wanted to try it, but thank God I did not. My friend came home from work and was able to drive me to this place, and it just felt like I felt like fish out of water, right? I felt so uncomfortable here. I don't feel like I belong here anymore. And another example was the other day while I was, just swiping through some of the dating apps, and I matched with a young lady. We started chatting and we started going back and forth. And, you know, it was time to make plans to meet for the first time. And, you know, she asked me if I was going to pick her up from my house and go to this place that we, you know, wanted to go to. And I told her, well, I don't drive right now. I'm going to have to Uber to you. You know, she was shocked to the fact that I said that I didn't drive now, and the date never ended up happening because it was because it sounded like so much discomfort for myself and for her, and we just couldn't make it work. And I'm thinking back to, okay, dating elsewhere, this wouldn't be the case at all. And let's not forget about all of the things that people talk about, the cliche things, you know, the consumerism and all of these things, the politics, the media, and all of those things that they start trying to force down your throat. And I'm looking at the environment and I just genuinely feel like I am not cut out for this environment anymore. The fact that I can work remotely and do my work from anywhere in the world also contributes to me feeling this way. If I didn't have that luxury, I probably would not be able to think that way. But I just want to share this because, you know, if you look at the inflation that's been going on for almost a year now, the rise in the price of food, housing, common things that you would need around the house have tripled, quadrupled in price. And people have to work multiple jobs in order to be able to keep up with this lifestyle. And I keep asking myself, why do you have to keep yourself in that situation or have yourself go through all of that if you can just go somewhere else, maybe in South America or Latin America generally, or somewhere in Europe or in the Balkans or somewhere with a lower cost of living and just live your life and live your best life really over there? And that's something that I've been able to, you know, bring myself to understanding. And I just can't understand why other people don't think the same way. Of course, not everybody wants to travel or anything, but I'm thinking, if you can do it, why not just do it already? And apart from things like cost, there's so much benefit to removing yourself from a high pressure, high demand society like the United States. And even though I've made a video in the past that talks about why I do not want to live in the United States, I just feel like I need to talk about it again, given that things have changed so much since I made that last video. When I say change, I mean change for the worse. So if you're watching this video right now and you are at a crossroads where you're thinking about moving out or just going elsewhere, just go living there for a little while and see how things are, I would encourage you strongly to consider it. There's so many advantages and very little, I would say, if any, disadvantage at all to living outside of the US in a society like this. So of course, if you ask me, what are some of the things that I miss when I'm outside the US? I miss, you know, the little conveniences, you know, things like being able to just order things online and being able to, you know, go to fancy restaurants. Of course, a lot of these countries that I've lived in the last 1 year, they're still rough around the edges. Things are not perfect, but I so much feel at home in those countries and all of that imperfection. So of course, things are not going to be as they are back home right here, right now, where you are. But I just want to let you know that a lot of things are going to change for the better, like your mindset, the way you think about the world, the way you see the world are going to change, and you probably are not going to return home as the same person. So if you're considering it, go for it. This is your sign right now. Anyways, if this video has been helpful, consider subscribing. My name is Daniel. If you want to check out other videos where I talk about how to obtain Digital Nomad visas, if you work remotely right now, there's several countries you can move to with the Digital Nomad programs. And if you want to check out some of the links in the description where you can get your health insurance, your Nomad insurance, and bank accounts that you can use in over 200 countries across the world, check out the links in the description. Of course, the affiliate links, but I will get a kickback from it to help support this channel as well. My name is Daniel, and I will see you in the next video.